Good morning. It's good to connect with you all today as we gather on this Sunday morning to take time to reflect on the hope Christ has shared with us, especially in this season of Easter, this season when we are called to reflect, to embrace, to fully live out the hope of resurrection in our lives. But the reality is that resurrection and hope can be challenging topics. They can be difficult to embrace because of our experiences. Today's scripture reading out of the book of Luke mirrors some of the difficulties in living into and embracing resurrection. So I invite you to hear these words out of Luke's gospel in chapter 24, starting at verse 13, going through 35. So hear these words. Now on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. And talking with each other about all these things that had happened, while they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who is a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him." Then he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are and how slow of heart to believe all the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory?" Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself and all the scriptures. As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he was going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it is almost evening, and the day is now nearly over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?" That same hour, they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, "The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon." Then they told what had happened on the road, and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. This story of these two men on the walk to Emmaus, going to Emmaus, this is following, the death of Christ. They have heard reports that Christ was resurrected, but they're struggling with it. They find themselves in a place of disappointment, a place of struggling with the resurrection of Christ, struggling that it actually had happened. In fact, they were disappointed in Jesus. They were disappointed that Jesus did not redeem all of Israel as they had imagined that Jesus would do. They were struggling. They were disappointed. I think about my life, and maybe you could think about your life, where there's been times when you have felt great disappointment. Perhaps you had been working all your life and all your education, all your time for that job, that career that would fully fulfill you. And then once you get into that job, you find yourself struggling. You're disappointed. It's not fulfilling like you had hoped. Or perhaps you have planned a vacation, a time of renewal, a time to spend time with your loved ones or to get away, to recharge. And that vacation, on the surface, it looks all amazing and wonderful. It's not what you had hoped. You found yourself disappointed. Or perhaps you have a loved one in your life, or yourself even, who has struggled with addiction. You've been with them, or you've tried to go through treatment yourself, and you have found yourself struggling with your loved one. It seems like they hit rock bottom, or yourself when it feels like you just can't help yourself with your addiction. And you find yourself disappointed and struggling. The idea of hope in that moment would seem pointless. It would seem non-existent, completely unreal. Now, certainly in the last few days and a few weeks especially, we have had our fair share of disappointment. We've had hopes, we've had dreams, we've had plans, we've had expectations, so many things on how our lives should be going right now. And we find ourselves disappointed and struggling. It can be hard to see hope. It can be hard to live into hope. And it can be hard to live into the resurrection that comes from Christ, the resurrection and the hope and the life we're called to live into this season. We could be having that moment where we are just not feeling it. All we can feel is discouragement and struggle and heartbreak. I believe if we were with Cleopas and his companion on their journey to Emmaus, they would have identified with us. They would have seen our struggles and they would have said, right there with you. They were struggling. They had hopes. They had hopes that Christ would not die in the way that he did. They had hope that Christ would fully redeem them, set them free from their Roman oppressors, and Israel would be exactly how they had hoped. But that resurrection, at least as how they envisioned it, how they envisioned Jesus as their Messiah, did not come to pass. They were disappointed. And I believe for us, this is part of the reality of resurrection and hope. It's a part of resurrection and hope that we don't talk about very often because it is difficult. It's vulnerable. It exposes us, brings us to a place of considering things, thoughts and emotions and experiences that we're not exactly comfortable talking about, or it's not something that we want to share or discuss with other people, even people that are close to us. But what I see here in this story, and what I see in our struggles with hope and resurrection, is I see a Savior who comes alongside us, who starts walking with us, who spends time with us, engages in conversation that may seem kind of awkward or weird or telling us things that we already knew. But that we have a Savior that when we struggle with hope, when we struggle with resurrection, when we struggle with new life, we have a Savior who does not walk away with us, or rather journeys with us, who takes time to be with us. And that when we reach out to our Savior, invite them in, that Savior comes and breaks bread with us. And in that moment of spending time, of sharing ourselves with our Savior, we see resurrection. We see that Jesus was with us the whole time. I believe for us, when I read this story, it reminds us of the reality of hope and resurrection. And certainly the struggles that we may have with hope, the idea that things could get better, that there could be life, that there could be a new beginning, it comes from our experience. Cleopas and his companion here, their experience and everything that they had witnessed and saw was telling them that they should be disappointed. And this is part of our lives because we have so many disappointments. Our life, as much as we want it to be filled with hope and laughter and joy, is filled with disappointment and struggle and pain as well. Sometimes that disappointment and pain and struggle is so great, it feels so great, it overshadows the possibility of hope. Sometimes we see the resurrection taking place. We see the empty tomb. We go into the empty tomb. And instead of saying Christ is risen, we find ourselves staying there in the tomb. Because it's what we expect. It's what our experience tells us. However, our faith speaks differently. As I shared about a Savior journeying with us and spending time with us, and even when we are ready to see that hope, we see that Christ was with us all along. When it feels like for us there's no possibility of hope, we see through the life of Christ. And if we step out a little bit, we can see those signs of hope. We can see those signs of something different, a new experience. We see signs of resurrection. And I believe for us as a people of faith, we acknowledge the difficulty of our experience, but yet we also recognize the hope that can come, the new life that can be found in Christ, the new beginning, the resurrection that took place. And I believe our faith does not call for us to totally, forget and take those experiences that have been hard and just toss them. But rather, our faith invites us to lean into hope, to look for Christ, to look for resurrection, and to embrace that hope. It's a challenge. It can be hard to embrace hope when we're being told in so many different ways that the hope is a folly. But I see in our faith, I see in the story here on the walk to Emmaus, that resurrection does take place, that there is hope, there is life. That road to hope and embracing the resurrection, it can be winding and difficult and full of struggle. But that hope does come because our Savior has been resurrected. He experiences a new life, and He shows us the way to that new life and that new beginning. So, brothers and sisters, as we acknowledge the difficulty of our times, the difficulties of our past experiences, and if we find ourselves where we are struggling, like Cleopas and his companion, finding ourselves disappointed, know that there is a Savior who is walking with you, that the risen Christ is walking with you and carrying you right now in your journey. And that when you are able to see that hope, Christ is there. Our Christ is one who breaks bread with us, that no matter our struggle or our hardship is still with us, journeys with us, and does not walk away from us. This is our Savior. This is Jesus, the one who is resurrected, who goes with us on our journey, who goes with us as we move towards that hope, towards a resurrection, and towards living it out. So, brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our hardship. Let us recognize the pain, the struggles that we have experienced. Let us also cast those upon Jesus. Let us share those burdens with Jesus. and let us see that our Savior is risen. There is new life. There is life everlasting, and there is a new beginning for each and every one of us. This is the hope of our faith. This is the hope of the resurrection. And this is the hope of as we follow Jesus in our lives. For it is the hope of Christ. It is the hope of God. And it is the hope of the Spirit who guides us towards hope and resurrection, now and for all of our days. Amen.